You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has taken more than 30 years, but Ron Fournier has found his way home to Detroit. After a career that took him from Detroit to Hot Springs, where he covered a young Arkansas governor named Bill Clinton, and then on to Washington, where he built a national political reporting career at the Associated Press, the National Journal, and the Atlantic, Ron is back in Detroit. This is week one of his new job as associate publisher of Crain's Detroit Business. Ron Fournier, welcome.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Great. Ron, I follow you on Twitter, and it is extremely clear you are really enjoying your homecoming. I saw a photo that you posted of Dumichel Art Galleries, and you wrote, "Parked cars here in high school, and now I'm living down the street." It feels good to be back home?
It does. Yeah, I valet parked at the Art Gallery years ago. Last night I got done with work and met my sister for dinner downtown, and she works down here. It's just great. We've been talking about doing this for years. It's about time we got it done.
Now, you left Detroit after graduating from the University of Detroit. I've got to throw that in because we both went to what was then U of D.
Go Titans.
That's right. So you left in 85. You've had so many years of political reporting at that high national level. What brings you back to Detroit, to Michigan?
Two things, and to be honest with you, first is we just want to be home. We want to be, my wife and I both went to U of D. Our families are all based in and around Detroit and have been for generations. And then I was lucky enough to find an opportunity in journalism that would stretch my muscles a bit, help me learn the business side of journalism, and get me involved in writing and being involved in covering a truly dynamic story, and that is the rebirth of Detroit. I've spent, you know, the last 25 years in political journalism, and the last 10 or so in a very depressing, stagnant, status quo driven story in Washington. Well, here I get to cover, you know, there's some really important people who are working together to get some important things done, and I'm anxious to be a part of that.
Detroit is right where you feel there is a big story to tell in terms of reinvention and resurgence.
Exactly, and it's what's not happening in Washington. We have stasis and an amazing lack of disruption in an era when all of our institutions are either being wiped away or are severely adapting. Our two parties and our political system has not been changing to adapt to the way we've been forced to change as a people. And, you know, Detroit is changing. Now, it's not all for the good, and it certainly hasn't come back all the way yet, and it's going to take a long time for it to reinvent itself, if it does. But at least there's progress. At least, you know, for the first time in my lifetime, you've got the business and political leaders working together to try to keep pushing forward. And it's a great story to cover. It's not all positive, but it's not all negative and depressing, which is, you know, what you get in Washington.
You know, it must have been I don't know what even the word is, curious in a sense or emotional for you to be there in Washington as Detroit was going through that bankruptcy, seeing your hometown on the national or even really the international stage.
Yeah, it was really maddening because you'd had so many people who've never been to Detroit using Detroit as their punching bag, trying to pretend that the problems Detroit has faced were because of one party or because of one race or because of one this or one that. I did use the opportunity to write quite a bit about Detroit and try to explain that Detroit is a microcosm for the rest of the country, that a lot of the institutional decline and a lot of the changes that we're not adapting to as quickly as we need to in society that have hurt Detroit. The very complex series, a confluence of things that have hurt Detroit over the last 40 or 50 years are emblematic nationwide. And Detroit could be not just an emblematic for the decline of the country in the last half of the 20th century, but could be a model for the rebirth of this entire country and the reinvention of this entire country for another great American century. So that's the story I try to tell from Washington. And again, not all airy-fairy and puffy. Not everyone is benefiting from what's happening here. It still has a long way to go, but at least it's going. And I would like more people outside of Detroit to come to Detroit and write and see what's really happening here instead of, you know, regurgitating cliches.
I have to say, Ron Fournier, it was kind of interesting. You may have left Washington in politics, but you noted very acutely on Twitter on Labor Day, politics didn't leave you. You tweeted, "My first full day in Detroit, and Bill Clinton is marching in the Labor Day parade nearby. We can't quit each other."
Yeah, well, I've covered him since our days in Arkansas together. The day before, Donald Trump, who I've been very hard on, as a candidate and a person. He was in Detroit the day before, yeah. pretending that he was reaching out to African Americans. So, no, I'll stay active and interested in national politics. I'll write a little bit for Atlantic from time to time, and I'll look for ways to bring my experience in national politics to bear in Detroit. But I will not forget every day that I really don't know the city. I've been gone for a long time. I've got a lot to learn about the city and the business community and the political community. And that's what's exciting for me professionally, because I'd like to learn every day I come to work. And I kind of figured out Washington. It's a pretty non-complex place because it's basically a duopoly. It's basically two parties who are working together to not get anything done. Detroit is so much more complex. Southeast Michigan is so much more complex. The state of Michigan, the politics and policy are so fascinating. And I'm, you know, now I get to, as an old dog, I get to learn some new tricks.
Ron Fournier, back in Detroit as associate publisher of Crain's Detroit Business. Thanks for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thank you for having me. Let's do this again and go Titans.